Okay, I'll be gone. So today's shiur is going to be a shiur which is going to combine the parasha, the beginning and the end of the parasha. Is going to combine the time of the year, the timing of the parasha, which is at the beginning of the month of Cheshvan, and is also going to be connecting, also to connect the Avodah. We know from Chassidus Sfarim that the Avodah of Sukkot continues till Chanukah. Chanukah is like the climax. So we have to understand the Seder and Yonim over here. There's a Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yom Kippur, there's a Sukkot, and the climax is Chanukah. How is Chanukah a climax from the Avodah of Tishri? Now we are in the month of Kislev. The month of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. Chagim has no Yomim Toivim. What is the significance of the month of Cheshvan? And how does Cheshvan take off? Cheshvan is like a bridge. It's in between Tishri, which is a month which is full. It's in between Tishri and Kislev, which is Chanukah. So how does this prepare us, bridge the gap? How does the month of Tishri bridge the gap between month of Cheshvan bridge the gap? Sorry, I'm an Amshanavas, so I get confused with the month. How does the month of Cheshvan bridge the gaps between the month of Tishri and the month of Kislev? The month of Kislev, which is Chanukah. So let's now, before we answer, let's begin. With one or two questions on the parasha. Avraham Avinu over here in Parashas Vayera finds him in the climax of his Avos Hashem. V'hu yoshev Pesach oil kachoyim hayoyim. And the Ma'or v'Shemesh and the Chassidus Sfarim write that kachoyim hayoyim means that he's on fire. It's the heat. He's on fire with his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his love for mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu now reached the stage of Ava that hasn't been yet. And the Mefarshim explain it's like the after Bris Milah. After Bris Milah, there's a new bris, there's a new covenant of love between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he's on fire now with his Avos Hashem. And the Pasuk says, V'hu yoshev Pesach oil. And Rashi says that it doesn't say yoshev with a vav, so it's read without vowels, you read it as yoshev ksiv. And Rashi explains that Bikish Lamed Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Shev, sit down, V'ani amoid, and I will stand. And this is how a bezdin, Jewish bezdin, should look like. Says Rashi, I'm going to be the one who's going to be standing with the dayonim when a bezdin convenes. The question on Rashi is, not on Rashi. I mean, the question is a medrash in the Bereishis Rabba, Perik Mem Ches. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here teaching Avraham Avinu a law in Hilchas Dayanim? What has the law in Hilchas Dayanim got to do with the Bikur Choylem visit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is sick. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting Avraham Avinu. Why should the visit to Avraham Avinu, a Bikur Choylem visit, have any connection at all to a halacha in Hilchas Dayanim? To a halacha, to a law, to a din in Hilchas Dayanim. What do the two have to do with each other? But there's something very fundamental that we're seeing in Parashas Vayera, and that will help us also explain the Akedah at the end of the parasha. And the Vat is the following. We know that there's a Seder of Gimel Kavim. It's brought down in Kabbalistic sources. There's three lines, like the SS spheres are made up of Gimel Kavim. There's a Kav Yamin, which is Chochma, Chesed, Netzach, that's related to Yamin, to the right hand side, which basically, for argument's sake, is called Chesed. Then there's a Kav, a line which is Smoil, which is Bina, which is Gvura, Hoy, which is the Kav HaSmol, which is Din. And then there's the Kav Hoim Tsoi, the middle Kav, which is Das, Teferes, Yisoid, which corresponds to the idea of blending diluting, I can't find the more accurate English word, but blending the Kav Yamin and the Kav Smol. Any extreme is unhealthy. A person cannot live a healthy spiritual life if he just has one Kav. If he's Kulei Av and Kulei Chesed, that's not a healthy avoider. A person who's kuloi completely on the left hand side, kuloi gvura, kuloi din, it's also unhealthy. There has to be the kav emtsoi. The middle path is not only the healthy path, but it's the only path where a person will be able to steadily move along and he'll get to his destination. This week's parasha is actually the parasha that shows us this idea. Avraham Avinu's Kulei Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show Avraham Avinu that there must be din in your life. You must blend chesed with the din. And that's why at the beginning of the parish, when Avraham Avinu is at the mode of kechoyim ayoyim, he's in his highest state of love, of burning love, that he's ever been before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins by teaching him laws of Hilchas Dayanim. Hashem says you need some midas adin in your life as well. Because we see in the continuation of the parish that Avraham Avinu prays for Stoim. Stoim is the most wicked country. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about how barbaric they were. How any form of chesed was totally forbidden in that country. There you see the opposite spectrum. What gvura causes without any chesed. Stoim was a place where you weren't allowed bichlal to have anything to do with chesed. Anybody who was caught doing chesed, anybody who was caught taking in guests, was murdered, was tortured to death. So on one hand, you have Avraham Avinu that's kulei chesed, and he's davening for Stoim. What are you davening for? These people have to be destroyed. On the other hand, you have an example of what gvura is when it's kulei gvura. And no chesed whatsoever. So you have both coven, you have both signs on either extreme, on either end of the spectrum. Neither brings to success. A person needs the blend of Ava and Yira. That is what happens at the end of the parasha with the Akedas Yitzchok. Avraham Avinu is Chesed. Yitzchok Avinu is Gvura. We know Yitzchok Avinu's Gvura is Koshois. The Arizal writes that Yitzchok Avinu's Kulei Gvura. That's why Yitzchok Avinu is a Bechina of a Nekeva. He had an Neshama of like a Nekeva, and that's why he couldn't have children. Nukva in Kabbalah means Midas Adin. We know Yitzchok is like an Oila Tmima. He's Kulei, Kulei, Kulei withdrawn. He's completely to the extreme of the middah he represents. Avraham Avinu is the extreme of the middah that he represents. The tachlis of the Akedah is for these two middahs to blend together. The Arizal's mahalach is that by tying, by binding Yitzchok, Avraham Avinu broke the strength of Yitzchok's gevura, and therefore Avraham Avinu gave him some chasadim as well. Other Kabbalim learned that Avraham Avinu's Kulei Chesed by binding Yitzchok is Avraham Avinu's Koina Midas HaMidas HaGvura as well. Whichever way you learn, it's either Avraham Avinu being Koina acquiring some Gvura from Yitzchok, or it's Yitzchok Avinu acquiring some Chesed from Avraham. It's all one message. The Akedas Yitzchok is the idea of blending together the Ava and the Yira, the Chesed and the Din, reaching a blend, reaching a mizuk of a kav emtsoi. The middle path, where you can blend in to have Ava and you can have Yira as well. And that's why you see something fascinating at the end of the Akedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Ki ata yadati ki yireh lekim ato. Now I see that you've acquired yireh. Ata yadati, now I see, till now Avraham Avinu, you were kulei chesed. Ata yadati, now I see in ki yireh lekim ato, that you've blended yireh with chesed. And it's a pelde gazach, and pasuk yud zayin at the end of the Akedah, Hashem blesses Avraham Avinu. And the pasuk says, Ki varech avorechacha v'harba arba zaracha kachoich v'yashamayim u'chachoyel asher asras hayom. I'm going to increase your children like the stars in Shemayim and like the choyel asher asras hayom. The Igrit Akala, don't think they have one here. The Igrit Akala is from the Helik of Bnei Soscha. He asks, once you're comparing Klal Yisrael to the stars of Shemayim, why do you then have to in turn compare Klal Yisrael also to the sand by the seashore? We know that the Shemayim corresponds to Klal Yisrael when they're in the Maila. Klal Yisrael is at their highest point, like the stars. So once you're comparing, once you're talking positive about them, why do we also need to be blessed like the star, like the sand at the seashore? But Igor the Kala says something fascinating. He doesn't say it over here. He says, I think, Brashas Lech Lecha. Koich ve'ashamayim, the stars correspond to Avas Hashem. That's why the stars are moving, the constellation of Shemayim, everything is moving, everything is mishtoikik, everything is yearning. The sand at the seashore doesn't move, and it's Adarab, it's a Midas Adin. It's a certain din, it's a Tzimtzum, it stops the sea. Midas Adin we know is Tzimtzum, it stops, it minimizes. The sand stops the sea. So the stars in the sky correspond to the overwhelming Ava. The sand by the sea corresponds to Yira, Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him now the bracha after the Akedah, where Avram had acquired Yitzchak's Gevura, and Yitzchak had acquired Avram's Chesed, and now they were blend. Here Hashem can bless them that it should be like the stars in the sky and like the sand by the sea, because this is the blend of Ava and Yira. This blend of Ava and Yira is the blend, and here we're coming to Mamish something which is fascinating. This blend is going to be the blend that's going to bring on the third of the Avos of Yaakov Avinu, whose Midah is Tiferes, whose whole Midah is the blending of Ava and Yira, is the blending of Chesed and Din. Yaakov Avinu was a beautiful blend, and he came from Avram and Yitzchok. And that's why Yaakov Avinu is born at the beginning of Parshas Toldos. And how does Parshas Toldos begin? The Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram Hoyled is Yitzchok. And Tamid Baal Shem Tov explained, the Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avram means that Yitzchok was now with the chesed of Avram. Avram Hoyled is Yitzchok means the opposite. Means that Yitzchok acquired the chesedim from Avram, and Avram acquired the gvuras from Yitzchok. The Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avram. Yitzchok got from Avram, and Avram holy Yitzchok. Avram got from Yitzchok. And in that parashah told us when the blend is coming together, that's when Yaakov Avinu is born. So we have a more new insight into Yaakov, and we're going to see an unbelievable insight into Esav. And we'll discuss some beautiful. Thank you very much. It's so nice of you. ברוך אתה אדוננו אלוהינו מלך העולם שחר כל בני הדברים. And we'll see some beautiful insights b'negea to the difference between Yaakov and Esav mamish in this idea. We know Yaakov Avinu is midas ha'emes, titin emes le'Yaakov. And the Helik of Bnei Soscha says that emes, aleph, is the kav ha'yamin, which is chesed. That's what we know. Aleph corresponds to rachamim, chesed and rachamim. Aleph base, like an av. Aleph base is an av, and a father corresponds to rachamim. Tov is the kav ha'smol, corresponds to din. That's why Tishri, which is the month that begins with din, is with a tov, and then a sheen, and then a resh. That's the kav ha'smol. So MS means you got the Aleph, which is the Kava Yamin, you got the Tof, which is the Kava Smol, and then you got the Mem, which is the Kava Emsa. Yaakov Avinu is the Kava Emsa, and therefore Yaakov Avinu Zoicha to the middle of MS, to the middle of Titain MS Le Yaakov. Mem is the middle letter, which teaches us something fascinating. Because what letter begins Torah Shebaal Peh? First Mishnah in Brachos, Mei Mosai Korin Shema Mem. The last letter in Torah Shebaal Peh is Mem. Hashem Yivarech Es Amai Vashalein Mem. Because Mem is the middle letter. Mem is the blend. A person has to learn the Halakha Torah with Ava and with Yira. And that's why Torah is compared to Eish. Eish is Din. Torah is compared to Mayim. Mayim is Chesed. Person's got to learn the Halakha Torah with Ava and with Yira. A person's got to find the blend. A person's got to learn Torah with a Mem. That's why the milui of Mem, every letter's got a milui, like Aleph. The milui of Aleph is Lamed Pei. Aleph. What's the milui of Mem? Mem. The milui of Mem is Mem. The milui of Mem is Mem to teach us. The milui, the middle letter. How you spell others, it's called the milui, it's called the pinimis of it. When you pronounce it. When you write the letter, you only write the outside. But with when you write, pronounce it, when you write the miller, you write the only. Oh. Because the miller of Mem means that the chitzoini of Mem and the pnimi of Mem is all the same. We'll soon see a remez in Torah Shebaal Peh b'Ksav as well. But I'll just tell you Stam, b'kitzer, the Yaakov Avinu is Teferis, which is the heart, which is the lave is called the middle of the goof. The last letter of Torah Shebaal Peh b'Ksav, Le'eni Kol Yisroel, is the Lamed. The first letter of Bereishis, first letter of the Torah Bereishis is base, lave. Lave is the middle. Whether you're learning Torah Shebaal Peh b'Ksav, whether you're learning Torah Shebaal Peh, a person's always got to go with the Kav Emtsoi. So to go, Yaakovin is the middle of Teferis, and Kabbalah, the middle of Teferis, is the middle of the Guf, which is the Bechina's Lev. So Yaakov Avinu is Midas Teferis, and Teferis is Torah, and Torah's got to be learned with Ava, with Yira. It's got to be the right blend of Ava and the right blend of Yira. Sorry? Yeah. Oh. That's why, by the way, guys, the Gemara says in Tanis that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Because if a person has a blend of hot and cold, of Av and Yira, then he never dies. Death is caused by an imbalance in the heat or the cold. Old people, they develop things due to either the heat goes up, they get a very high fever, or they get a bad cold. When there's an imbalance in the system, that's when a person becomes sick and that's when he dies. Yaakov Avinu is the mid of Teferis, the mid of Av of Yira. Like Nachi is trying to find the right temperature over here, not too hot and not too cold.
Cool down.
That's why Pinchos Zeh Eliyahu. Pinchos Zeh Eliyahu. Pinchos became Eliyahu Novi. Why did Pinchos become Eliyahu Novi? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, Hinini Noisin Lo Yisbrisi Sholoim. Sholoim means from the Malach HaMoves. Pinchas was blessed that he'll have Sholoim, with which all the parts of his body will always be B'Sholoim one with the other, says the Sephorna. And therefore he can live forever. He became Eliyahu Novi, lives forever. Yaakov Avinu is also the blend of Av and Yira, of heat and cold, of Eish and Mayim. Yaakov Avinu is the exact even blend. And because Yaakov Avinu is the exact even blend, therefore Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu gets from Aleph till Mem till Tov, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. He doesn't get stuck on the way. I don't want to get too much into this, but this is a huge sugya. In the Kavim Tzoy, there's three midas. There's Das, Teferis, Yisod. Yisod is Bris Mila. If a person's Shema HaBris, then he's the Mizo. That's why it's called a Bris. A Bris means a covenant between two things. So Bris makes a covenant between Ava and Yiro. It's the climax of the midas of the Kavim Tzoy, of Das, Teferis, and Yisod. And therefore, the more person is Shema HaBris, the more person is Zoycha to the Mizo. Therefore, who is the Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu? Yosef. Yosef is Midas HaYisod. We know that the Kavim Tzoy is the letter Vav.
Yosef.
So it's Yaakov and Yosef. Because what's the Mili of Vav?
Vav.
The two letters where the Mili is the same is Mem, and we say now Vav. Because Vav is always to be Mechaber. Vav is the middle, always to be Mechaber. Vav is in the middle, and it's like you say, Ve'ele, the Pasha begins Ve'ele, means it's connecting this Pasha to the previous Pasha. The Vav is in the middle, connecting them. See, when it's a Vav, the first Vav is Yaakov, and the second Vav is Yosef. Ariza, we sing it every Friday night. Bevavin Tiskato, Rezinin Dechnishin. Right? In Askinus Adosa, Friday night. Vavin, the two Vavs, is Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef is Midas HaYisod. Yisod is the lowest of the Kavim Tzoy, Das, Teferis, and Yisod. And therefore, through the Yisod, a person can walk. That's why the Yisod, the Bris Mila, is Bein Haraglaim, between the Raglaim. And if a person's Shema HaBris, then it makes a Mizuk, then it makes an evenness between the two legs, then it's easy for a person to be a Hoylech. So Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Yosef, together, they are walkers. Therefore, it says in Parshas Vayetze, the middle of Teferis is the Vav. Yudke Vavke. Yudke is Chochma Bina. Vav are all the middles starting from Bechinas Yaakov, all the six middles together, and the second K is Malchus. Yaakov Bina, the middle is Teferis, and the middle of Yisoid is the middle that combines all the middles together. In other words, Teferis combines Chesed and Gevura. Yisod combines Netzach and Hoid. So with Teferis and Yisod, you have all the six middas of Chesed, Gevur, Tzeferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisod. So that's Yaakov. Therefore, the apostle says in Vayetze, Vayisod Yaakov Raglav, he became easy for him to walk. And that's why Hashem HaBris is easy for him to walk, because the bris is the between the legs. And if a person is Shema HaBris, he has the mizuk, he has the blend. If he has the blend, not his right leg is too heavy, not his left leg is too heavy, it's an even blend, and he walks, he's a light walker. Now I'll tell you something fascinating. Esav is the brother of Yaakov, and we know whatever Yaakov represents, Esav represents the clipper of that. Esav is the opposite of a nice, happy blend. Esav is the two extremes. You find Esav in two forms of behavior. Either he's kulei din, he's a retzeach, he's a murderer, he's a hunter, he loves blood. That's din at its extreme. Or you see Esav crying away next week's parsha for the brachas. So pitiful. He has two modes of behavior to Yaakov Avinu. Either he's chasing after Yaakov Avinu to kill him, or, like it says in Parshas Vayishlach, he reaches Yaakov Avinu very good, he hugs him and he kisses him. And he cries his eyes out. In Parshas Vayishlach, in chapter 33, Pasuk 4, Vayorach Esav likrosoi vayechapkehu. Esav embraces Yaakov, vayipal al tzavora vayishokehu. He kisses him, vayivku, and they cried. And Rashi says, nizgalgalu rachamov. He suddenly became full of rachmonas. And here there's a machloikas. Some say that he kissed him, he tried to kill him, and some say, Nichmu Rachmov, and he kissed him with all his heart. Who are you, Esav, exactly? He can't tell you. He's either in the mode to kill, and he's going in full force to kill mercilessly Yaakov and his family, or he's full of Rachmim to Yaakov, and he cries and he kisses him. Esav is a typical example of somebody that doesn't have a Kavim Tzoy. He's the opposite of Yaakov, is Kuloi Kavim Tzoy. And Esav is the opposite. Do you want to hear something fascinating? Amalek, right? Haman, who's a descendant of Esav. He's Malshin. He tells Achashverosh, he speaks Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael. What does he say? Bezdasei Hamelach Einam Oisim. It's a pasuk in Megillas Esther. He doesn't keep to the Jews don't keep to the Dasei Hamelach, the laws of the king. How do you spell Dasei? Dalad. Sof. And?
Yud.
Dasei Hamelach Einam Oisim. Says the Hilag Av Shalom, Dasei is Rosh HaTevus. Das, Teferes, and Yisoid. He's trying to take Klal Yisrael away from the Kav Emtsa'i, because when you lose the Kav Emtsa'i, you don't get anywhere. We just said that if you have the Kav Emtsa'i, then you become a Hoylech, like Yaakov Vinova, Yisro Yaakov Raglov. Yaakov's an easy Hoylech. Rashi says that he becomes easy to walk. Esav, his walking doesn't do anything for him. What does Esav say to Yaakov Vinova in Parshas told us? Beautiful. Hine anoichi hoylech lomus. My halicha is nowhere. My halicha is to lomus. My halicha is towards Misa. I'm not going anywhere. Haflu a fella. What's the opposite between Yaakov and Esav? Yaakov Avinu is completely the kavan soy. He's Das, he's Teferis, he's Yisod. And therefore he can walk. Esav doesn't have a covenant, sorry. He's Kula either on this extreme of Ava or this extreme of Yiradin. And therefore his Halich is a Hoylech Lomas. He doesn't get anywhere. And he tries to tear away the Mizug from Klal Yisrael. Let's go from fascinating to even more fascinating. Why did Jews count the moon? We count our year with the lunar, with the moon. Do you know why? Could be, this is what we're saying. Yaakov represents the moon and Esau represents the sun. Why? Because the moon represents that Shleimus is only in the Kav Emtsa'i in the middle. Who can tell me how? Shleimus is only in the middle. Very good. Excellent, Achi. The first day and the second day and the third day till the 15th, it's called the moon is a pegoma. It's a pegam. It's lacking. And there's no Shleimus. From the other side, in other words, from the first till the 15th of the month, we can call it the Kav Yamin. And it's not Shalem. From the 15th till the end of the month, we can call it the Kav Asmol. And it's also not Shalem. There's only one day of the month where the moon is Shalem, that's the 15th. And the 15th is called in the Zoya Siyar B'Shleimusov. It's the moon in its Shleimus. And that's where the Yomim Toivim are. The moon teaches us the Kav Emtsa'i. Yaakovinu relates to the moon. That's why Yaakovinu introduced Tfilas Arvis, where there's no sun, where the moon is shining. Yaakov connects to the moon. The moon teaches us that the only Shleimus you'll ever find is in the Kav Emtsa'i. Oh. The month of Cheshvan is called in the Pasuk Chodesh HaBul Beis Vav Lamed. And the B'nai Soskha says, because Beis is the first letter of the Torah. Vav is the middle letter of the Torah. In Sefer Vayikra, on the Pasuk Gochoin, the Vav of Gochoin is the middle of the Torah. Lamed is the last word of the last letter of the Torah. Chodesh HaBul is the Chodesh of the Yamin, of the Smoil, and of the Emtza. The B'nai Soskha brings down that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The third Beis HaMikdash is connected which of the Oves HaKdoshim? Who's the third of the Oves?
Yaakov.
Which is the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be the Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be a binyan which doesn't ever come to an end. We just said that the Kav Emtsa'i never comes to an end. Yaakov Inu Loi Meis. The third Beis HaMikdash, which is Yaakov Avinu's Beis HaMikdash, is a Loi Meis. It lasts forever. That's going to be built in the month of Cheshvan. So let's see how beautiful this taka really is.
Month of Cheshvan again, it's Beis.
Lama, it's called the Chodesh. It's called Yerach HaBul in Nach. Bull is base of. That's what Bnei Sosa explains. Because base of Lamed is the middle, is the beginning, the middle, and the end. It corresponds to the Yemin, Smol, and the Emsa. That's the Chodesh HaBul. Which means that the month of Cheshvan is the month that enables us to make Seder, to make order. This is Yemin, this is Smol, this is Emsa. Now, according to what we just said earlier, it comes out with the most beautiful thing. Chodesh Tishri, I'm scared to call it that, but it's a bit of a wild month. A lot of people tell me that they're very exhausted after Chodesh Tishri. It's a hard month for them. It's a beautiful month. The beginning of Tishri is Kula Yira. It's Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. It's big time, extreme Yira. Sukkot, then comes Sukkot, which is big time, extreme Ava and Simcha. Dancing, happy, Kulei Simcha, eat, drink, sleep, it's all a mitzvah. Tishri may be a very confusing month. You have a few days in between to go from extreme Yira to extreme Ava. It could be that the month of Cheshvan is a month which is Chodesh HaBul, which is a month which is mesugal for a person to put the Ava in its place, to put the Yira in its place, and to start preparing himself for the Kavan Tzoi. Kislev is Chanukah. Chanukah is the climax of finding the Kavan Tzoi. Because Chanukah, we light the menorah. And the menorah represents what? Beautiful. Menorah's got three candles on the right, three candles on the left, and one shaman, one in the middle. And what's the beauty about the menorah?
It's all facing the middle.
Beautiful. It's all facing the middle. Is that kabbalistic or not? So the whole Chanukah is all about celebrating that we found the middle. We know now that there's an Ava on the right and there's a Yira on the left, but everything is poina liemtza. Everything is poina being memazeg, having a mizug between the Kava Yamin and the Kava Smol, and it's exactly what Chanukah, what the menorah represents. That's what the menorah represented in the Beis HaMikdash. And we've discussed this, I think, in one other share we once gave, that the Beis HaMikdash is the middle of the world. It's the Emtza HaOlam, because it's the place where you find the Emtza. It's the place where you find the happy medium. And that's what we discussed, that the Levim were Midas HaGvura, but they did the singing, which is Midas HaChesed. Kohuna is Midas HaChesed, but they did the Avoida, which is Midas HaGvura. The whole Beis HaMikdash was the blend of everybody there, finding the blend between Ava and Yira, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash was the place that atoned for our sins, because it's the place where we found the happy medium, and sins are always caused by you going too far in one direction. The menorah is the climax of this avoda. The menorah is the climax of this avoda. Let me tell you something beautiful. Finding his dira. There was three mitzvahs that the Yevonim decreed against the story in Chanukah. Three mitzvahs that they forbade. What were the three mitzvahs?
Shabbos, Mila, and Chodesh.
Excellent. Mila, we just said before, brings you to that blend. It's Midas HaYesoid, which is the bottom of the Kavim Tzoy. Which is the climax of the mizug. Chodesh, we just said, is the climax of the mizug, teaching us that the middle of the month, that's where it's bishleimus. Only when you're in the kavim tzoy, that's when you're bishleimus. Shabbos is where we call it Shabbos Shalom Umavairach. Shabbos is also the day, we can't be Marachna because it's also a Shir on its own. But Shabbos is the time where a person finds, Shabbos is going in Mahalchim, the Friday night meal is connected Yitzhak, it's a Gvuradika meal. Shabbos morning is connected Avram, it's a Chesedika meal. So Friday night people are noyik to sing much more slow and Yiradika Nigunim. Shabbos morning it's more Labidika Nigunim. And Shalosh Shudos, which is the climax of Shabbos, which is connected Yaakov Avinu, that's when you reach the climax. Shabbos is the day where we become Shalom. Shabbos Shalom Umavairach, where we become Shalom. Shabbos is the day where we reach the ultimate blend between Ava and Yira. Shabbos is the day it's called Shalom. It's a Shalom between Ava and Yira. On one hand, we know that Shabbos is the Zman of Yira and Shabbos is Milashon Toshev. Right, tshuva. On the other hand, we know the mitzvah of Shabbos is oinek, to enjoy, to be besimcha with avodas Hashem. It's a blend. These three mitzvahs, Shabbos, Mila, and Kiddush HaChodesh, they all correspond to the Kavim Tzoy. That's what the Ivanim decreed, and at the same time, they were metamed the Shmanim to prevent us from lighting the menorah. Because the whole menorah is what sends us to the Kavim Tzoy. Kolzman Yid is in the Kavim Tzoy. He carries on, he carries on, and no goyim can ever destroy us. From Chanukah you go to Purim, which was the Kitrug of Amalek, with Dosei HaMelech Einam Oisim, Das the Pharisee Soid. All our enemies are trying to tear us away from the Kavim Tzoy. A Yid is a blend between Ava and between Yira. That is the month we're in now. We're finding ourselves, we're finding the right blend between the Ava and the Yira. That's the month of Cheshvan, preparing ourselves to the month of Kislev, which is the month of Chanukah, which is the month of Menorah. And that is what happened in this week's parasha with the Akedah. The first part of the parasha, recapping what we said at the beginning. Yaakov, Avraham Avinu is Kulay Kachoy Mayoyim, he's Kulay Ava. Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches him a din in Hilchas Dayanim. You've got to bring din into your life. Soim is Kulay Din. They forbade Chesed. Look what happens to such a thing. They became murderers. They became the most vicious, barbaric people. They tortured people to death. You all know the famous Chazalim on stretching people. They couldn't fit in the bed. They would chop the legs off. All these things, they're barbaric because that's Kulei Din without Chesed. Parshas Vayera is showing us that too much, only Chesed is no good. Only Din is no good. And the Parsha is when Avram and Yitzchak, they represent Chesed and Din, represent Av and Yira, come together in the parasha of the Akedah. That's what we're coming from, Sukkos, where we're putting now in this month everything into place. And then we become healthy. And that's the idea of the inin of refuah, that Avraham Avinu is being nirpa, Avraham Avinu is being healed over here. And Malach came to heal him, because refuah means where everything goes back to blend, everything goes back to its correct balance. The guy's caught fever, chas v'shalom, means that the chamimus, the heat, overcame the cold. You've got to get him back to the blend. Every refuah means you're putting him in the. That's why, does anybody know which bracha in Shemoneh Esrei is Birchas Rafa'inu? What number bracha? You have Mogen Avram, you have Ata Giboit, you have Ata Kodosh, you have Ata Choinin, you have Ashivenu, you have Slachlonu, you have Ra'eva Anyenu, you have Rafa'inu, which is the eighth middah. Which is the Indian of Mila, which is the Indian of Rafua. Rafa'inu also comes, Rafa'inu connects to the whole Indian. Rafa'inu connects to the whole Indian of Tiferes. Rafa'inu, Rafua, connects to the inyan of putting together, of binding together all the opposites and coming with the covenant. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. And Bemis, we're living in a dor today, Taka, that it's worth saying, finishing up, current affairs, that we're living in a dor today where people, different communities are different extremes. You have communities that are kuloi, kuloi musar, kuloi din. They don't even like hearing a nice avadik advatoyer on Shabbos. It's got to be a musadik azach. You get other communities which only focus on ava and on singing and fabrengen and from drinking and lechayim and without any yirushimayim b'cha, without any yirubichlam. That's the nesoyin of the dor, because we're living at the end of Ekes of the Mashiach, at the end of Golas Edoim. And Golas Edoim is the Golas of Esav. And the Golas of Esav is that he's either a nichmur rachmov, he's either hugging and kissing Yaakov, or he's trying to kill Yaakov. Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef's Yesod. Yosef's the blend. We have to try to live our lives by blending together the Indian of Ava and the Indian of Europe. And that's how we're going to be Menatzeach. That's how we can be Menatzeach Esau Barosha. The way to be Menatzeach Esau Barosha is by living a life also with Ava, also with Yira, knowing when to apply Ava, knowing when to apply Yira, not letting the Ava go too far in this direction, not letting the Yira go too far in the other direction. And then we'll be zoicha to the Geula Shleima v'Amitis b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.